7 p.m. and I am going to call this meeting to order of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. This time, we're going to have the invocation and pledge of allegiance. If you'll please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing.
Our dear Father in Heaven, we're so grateful we're able to meet together as community members to make decisions for our community, and please help us to be able to get along and to be able to make the best decisions for this community. We're grateful for all that we have and for where we live, and we say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Hey, I'm Lois Hall, chairperson.
Megan Porter, vice chair. Kristen Pearson, board member.
Hey, at this time we have public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to a board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And at that time, please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of time of your presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Is there anyone wishing to speak right now? Okay, I'm going to ask for approval of minutes for our September 14th, 2022 meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for September 14th, 2022.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now I'm going to ask for approval of the agenda for October 12th, 22, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda for October 12th, 2022, as written.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, informational items, we have none. There's no planning or zoning. Okay, general business is, first we're going to nominate and appoint a representative and alternate to the Community Development Advisory Committee for 2022-2023. Do we have any nominations? Megan, you're serving.
I'm the current person serving there, so I'm okay with doing it.
Okay.
I'm fine.
And we need an alternate. And I'm going to throw Brian under the bus since he's not here.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now we're going to...
Wait. I'm sorry, Ms. Chair, can you state our name and everything for the record just for
Okay, Megan Porter and Brian Burris as alternate. Okay, review and finalize the fiscal year 2024 budget request and take public input regarding the budget request. Okay, flip our pages here. Okay, so our budget request... one is finish the ball field and add a play area for the children, which is already being done. Add shade with bleachers for the bleachers with misters, and that's currently in pre-design. Clark County Fairground upgrades is fix and cover the rodeo arena bleachers and add a walkway. Bleachers have been brought up to ADA standards. This description is bleachers need to be brought to ADA standards, including handicapped accessible seating. Lack of visibility is an issue because the bleachers are the same height. The board would like the walkway to be lowered so avoid visibility issues when event goers are going to concessions and using the restroom. Then we want to extend the junior livestock existing awning headed into the area by approximately 6 feet. Cover existing practice arena with possible lighting. Now, we have discussed looking at two possibilities, a brand new covered arena or covering the existing arena, and requested a cost comparison from Horseman's Park during the July 10th, 2019 town board meeting. Janice provided the cost of Horseman's Park cover only in the amount of $4,777,000. Now, the town board members discussed the possibility of a self-imposed tax, which could be added to the ballot during the election year. Okay, then we're three is commercial septic for the fairgrounds. This Clark County staff will work to identify a location. There are two possible sites, the east side of the fairground or at a site located off the main boulevard. Okay, additional comments. This item is to request a commercial septic dumping station to serve RVs and visitors. Four is the 4-H building enlarged, livestock building at the fairgrounds. Five is to add a splash pad to Logandale Park. That's actually being put in up by the ball fields and is in works. Six is new chairs with new storage racks for our community center here. Seven is add a separately designated pickleball court to the Logandale Park. Okay, other items we were talking about are shooting area with lights and maintained road, north 200 acres of Hire on the east side of Hire. Description, the board needs county and BLM to designate the area for the shooting park so residents can legally shoot there. Shooting at night would be more convenient because of the desert heat. Brian Burris is interested into looking at possible funding from the NRA and Clark County. Next would be construct a BMX track by the fire station 73. This would need a group similar to the way Little League runs the baseball game to run the tracks. It would be a club run by volunteers who would maintain the track. And they are putting in a go-kart racing track up there. And they had a lot of fun up there last weekend racing, the little midgets. Yes. One thing I would like to add, I spoke last month about it, is adding generators to this building and the Fine Arts building at the fairgrounds. We've had too many power outages. We have people that need oxygen, air conditioning, fairgrounds. They've had house kids that couldn't get home, and they need lights and accessibility. Are there any comments from the public?
Well, I don't think I need this thing. Gary Pearson, Logandale, Nevada. I'm here to support, well, first of all, the ball fields and the play area for the children, that probably needs to go. I question the shade for the bleachers with misters, but only because of number two, which is the fairgrounds rodeo arena, and the covering. I would ask you to support the covering of that extra area. I realize it's $4 million in Vegas. I also understand it's Clark County, which is a problem. However, I think it can be done for less because we already have the sand and the dirt in there and the clay. We already have lights, but I also know the lights probably will have to be redone. So that's an additional expense. But there are a whole lot of folks in this valley that ride horses. I gave up horses 60 plus years ago along with cows. So that's not a big deal for me, but I know a lot of folks in my neighbors that are horse people, and they really need it. It's really hot. We have the PCRA rodeo, and those folks are out there practicing in that heat. That's not good for the animals, and it's not good for the people. So we need to have that covered. We do not need bleachers. We do not need air conditioning. There's a whole lot of things we just need a cover. So I would like to ask you to support that. The wife and I travel a lot. If you go to Rock Springs, Wyoming, their area, which is not called the fairgrounds, has a full enclosed air-conditioned rodeo arena with humongous bleachers. They probably can seat 10, 15,000. They have two outdoor arenas. They have a football field, four or five baseball, softball fields, a golf course, swimming pool, and everything. Now, I understand we're not in Rock Springs, but we are a growing community. So these are all things that we need to consider. The other thing is, if we can afford to add shade and bleachers to the current rodeo grounds, which are used 1 week out of a year, we should be able to afford to to come up with the money, and I know it isn't going to happen in the next 6 months. We all know that's not going to happen, but we need to keep that on the agenda. And then the other thing is, while I'm here, the commercial septic tank, my wife and I are campers, and we have traveled far and wide, and still do, even though I'm getting older. And we, you know, we have a self-contained camper, but you got to stop and dump stuff every now and then. And we have no place other than, I think, Fun in the Sun. And as I understand, they don't always let you dump up there.
No, they don't.
So that's a sometimes it's on and sometimes it's off deal. So we need to put that in. And if they're going to extend that sewer down that way, then seems to me that's the obvious thing to do.
A sewer instead of septic, yes.
So I did ask you folks to support that, too.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you.
Anything else? Oh, don't forget the Junction, Utah, Butch Cassidy days. The greatest barbecue in the country.
What dates were those again?
The last week in July.
July, okay.
It's a Dutch oven thing.
Nice.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Any other comments from the public?
Okay, I wrote it down. Do I need to?
Yeah. State your name and address, though.
So, my name is Tassie May. I live in Logandale. You want my address?
Yes.
4410 Whitney Street, Logandale, Nevada, 89021. I'm here today to talk to you about our lack of a local DMV. Oh.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Madam Chair, but
yes.
we're on the budget.
That'll come later.
Oh,
yep.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wrong part.
We'll get you in a minute, though.
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, are there any other comments from the public? From the board?
I would like to make a comment on the budget. On the covered practice arena where it says Horseman's Park cover only, that estimate was not for just the cover only, so I'd like the cover only stricken from the budget request. That was for... I actually got a copy of the whole contract. It was for the area to be graded, dirt to be brought in, a cover to be put on, lights to be put on, sprinklers to be put on, bleachers to be put in. So it was not for just the cover only. And I want to make that clear.
That makes it a little more feasible.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So what we can do, Madam Chair, is just you can make a go through and make a final list for the minutes, and that
okay.
will be what is recorded.
Okay.
And I would also like to ask the board to, other than me, to support that, because we really do need something like that. We have junior rodeo high school students out there that use that arena. They practice in it. They have rodeos, I think, two or three times a year at our arena. So it's not just for adults. It's for kids, too. And it should be a part of our sports complex, because equine is a sport. It's very tough, and in my mind, it can be even harder than football, baseball, and soccer. And I'm not saying anything bad about any of those sports, but it's just as hard, and those people need to be protected. And the sun, 120 degrees, blazing down on you with a 1,200-pound horse underneath you, it gets really, really hot.
Right. Okay. So, for our minutes, number one, finish the ball field and add the play park for children. Number two, the fairground, fix and cover the rodeo arena bleachers and add a walkway. Bring bleachers up to ADA standard. Extend the junior livestock awning approximately 6 feet. Cover the existing arena with possible lighting. We'd like it left as is, except remove cover only for the estimate from Horseman's Park. We'd like to change commercial septic at the fairgrounds to sewer, if all possible, since we are trying to go all sewer within the next 5 years. Number four, the 4-H building enlargement. The splash pad number five to Logandale Park, actually going in at the ball field. Six is new chairs with new storage rack for the community center. 7, add a separately designated pickleball court to Logandale Park. Other, number 1, shooting area with lights and maintain road. 2, construct a BMX track. And 3, I'd like to add generators for the community center and the commercial building, arts building at the fairgrounds. And that is our budget proposal. I'm making a motion.
Do you want to add, do you want to reference the generators you want added?
Yes, I added that.
Okay.
Made a motion. All in favor? Aye. Okay.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, now we're going to go on to comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Now it's your turn.
Now I'll go. Sorry, I'm jumping up. Okay, so my name is Tassie May. My first name is spelled T-A-C-I, last name M-A-Y. I live at 4410 Whitney Street, Logandale, Nevada, 89021. I am here today to talk about our lack of a local DMV. Our community needs access locally to a DMV. There are many of us in our community that have driven to Mesquite just to be turned away to come back another day to try to even get an appointment. I, along with Jen Marshall, have written a letter to the director of the state of Nevada, Department of Motor Vehicles. And I am ultimately asking them for a local DMV. So we don't have to drive to Mesquite multiple days, turned away without accomplishing what we're needing to do. Teenagers are missing multiple days of school, trying to get stuff done without being able to accomplish anything at the Mesquite DMV. So I'm here to ask you to write a letter, which is probably going to go to our state senator and our assemblyman in support of needing a local DMV office and contact here in our valley. And I also, so I'm asking them for a permanent solution, but also temporarily having a mobile unit. And I know that used to be here.
Yes.
And so I guess coming to ask you also what building would best be utilized for that space, just as like, I don't even know who to ask or where to ask. And yeah, that was my next question. It was here is where
we
it was.
It used to be down at Old Shacks.
Oh, it was at Old Shacks. Okay. Because I think my husband came here somewhere he's 43, so. But I don't know if I need to be on future agendas or if this is good enough.
It's probably good enough because there's really not much we can do as a board. Yeah. Individually, we could write letters.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
But can they write a letter as a board? Is that what?
So what we can do is we can put it on the agenda for the board to vote rather than make a recommendation to.
Okay.
So they can vote on the next.
Right.
Okay.
From there, we'll take the direction. But really, as she said, so we've already reached out to the DMV, which I shared the contact information with you, and so it's really on a state issue, so we can help in your request and sentiment is noted, and we are.
I called the DMV, every day for like 3 weeks.
You go to us.
But I finally called Governor Sisolak's office back today, and they told me that I need to get in touch with the state senator and assemblyman. It's a legislative issue, so we have to bring this to the next session, which is in January. We still have time to get it on there, and then they can vote then to go forward. So,
It is a frustration. I mean, mm-hmm. You have to take off work to go register a vehicle, sit there all day, lose more work. They may have to go back another day because you're missing paperwork. Mm-hmm. Kids right now cannot even get an appointment to get their driver's test.
It's true. My son, we had to go to Ely.
So, yeah, they're driving to Ely to do it.
Or Tonopah.
Yeah.
You can't get there either.
No, the construction.
So we do understand frustration and something we, I think most of the Valley would agree with.
We'll get with Will. He's been an amazing help. So.
Were you able to reach out to the gentleman?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Very good.
And he told me to start with Governor Sisolak's office, and then I called them back, and I got somebody that was really helpful.
Oh, good.
And the names of the... Is Overton and Logandale the same?
Yes. We're all Moapa Valley.
So it would be... what was his name? Pete... Gukachia? Yeah. I don't know. So he is our state senator. And then Gregory Hafen, the second, is our assemblyman that we would need to start writing letters to and get in contact with them to see if we can get this on the next session in January.
So, okay. Very good.
Interesting. So, thank you guys for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I am going to mention that tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Logandale Fire Department is a Meet the Candidates night. Sam Peters and some of the other candidates are going to be out there. This is the first time in history that the board is actually going on the ballot. We're 8 of us running for 5 positions. We're down to 7, but we're all campaigning, except Kristen's leaving us. She has decided not to rejoin us. But tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Logandale Fire Department is a meet and greet the candidates.
And for this board?
For this board, Senate.
Oh,
yes. Okay. We're going to have quite a few out there.
Okay, it's me again.
Carrie
Grossen, 740 West Liston, Logandale, Nevada. I don't know what else. Your phone number? I don't know what your name is. I'm just throwing this out for discussion because I'm not sure where to go with it. But I think that the Clark County Fairgrounds, as it's currently called, in Logandale, needs to be renamed to whatever event center. And the reason I think that is we have one fair, and I understand that they have possession of that grounds for a month. I don't know if it's a month, but the rodeo and fair only takes place for a week. So we're calling it a fairgrounds when in reality we have softball fields, baseball fields, soccer fields, we have junior rodeos, we have other rodeos come in here. Pomegranate Festival, right now the FMA is here with their four-wheelers, and later on in the month, as I understand, the four-wheelers from Vegas, the
Pump and Bump.
Rock Dusters or whatever they're called, I don't know what they're called, are coming. And so I think we need to rename that as an event center. If you travel the country, Roseburg, Oregon, Susanville, California, Wyoming, Utah, all of those places are called event centers, although they have a fair in the fall or the spring or whenever it happens to be. So I think we need to change that. In addition to that, we need to have, and I don't know if it's an electric sign or just a sign down on the highway that says the event center is that way and what the activity that particular week is going to be, or activities. Now, I understand they had a farmer's market or something there last Saturday.
Second Saturday, it's called. Second Saturday Market, yes.
I don't know what that is. So I'm not sure who I probably need to contact or where I need to go to get this on your agenda or whoever's agenda. I don't know whose. But I just think that that we need to change that to cover all these other activities. And we're going to enlarge the sports complex, so more sports. So I don't know what you guys think, but I guess I'm kind of asking for help, and I do support her move on DMV, just so you know. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other comments from the public?
Oops.
Got it, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe.
Good evening. Kenny Kendrick with the Bureau of Land Management at Las Vegas Field Office. I'm here this evening just to inform the board members of where we're standing with the Logandale Trails project. The Logandale Trails project is proposing to amend the current RMP to make it a special recreation management area, to have a special recreation management plan and a travel management plan for the area. On September 28th, we started a 45-day public comment period for the public to review those documents and make comments on those documents. And then we will also hold a virtual public meeting on October 26th at 6 p.m. I have a few news releases here with some additional information and how to make comments and how to get more information about the project.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, our next meeting will be November 9th, 2022 at 7 p.m. And this meeting is adjourned.